Make this season a home run and your sunflower field your trophy case. Play to win with New Seed and Legend Seeds on your team. They can match your operation with the right high-performing sunflower hybrid. Whether you're growing for oil, conoil, or confection, grow more trophies per acre. Book your New Seed sunflower hybrids today. Visit legendseeds.net for a dealer near you.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Well, we've spent the last week talking about how much everything has changed, and indeed things have changed too, at the North Dakota Farm Service Agency. Executive Director Brad Thickeson joins us. Hello, Brad.
Good afternoon, Mick. It's nice to be on.
Thank you. And again, first of all, how's everything in the Thickeson household and with you, Brad?
Well, I'm actually doing a little self-quarantine. Actually, at the state office, we had an employee that could have been exposed to it. So we've all been on a 14-day space here, but we're learning how to deal with it. And every day is a new day, it seems like, with some different requirements. So
yeah, same thing in the entire world. I know that the issue of if you got to have business with the Farm Service Agency, you have to make an appointment.
Exactly. And, you know, it's one of those deals where we're writing the script on everything we do. What's happening? We're open for business across the state of North Dakota. Some offices, we are going to have people in the offices, but of course we're practicing social distancing just in our own agency. So some offices won't allow, you know, a certain number of people in there, but we have numbers that the producers can call, and we'll forward on that number to the appropriate person if it's on the farm loan side or if it's on the program side. And then we'll reach out and we'll work with either setting up a phone interview or in some cases on a loan. We might be sitting down and saying, hey, Farmer Jones, let's work on your farm loan application. We'll do some email traffic here at 2:00 in the afternoon and work that out to you. So the trouble is, you know, meeting these people face to face and getting that paperwork done across the desk doesn't exist today, but we're figuring out how to do that. And we got to get these loans processed and we got to get, dollars out to producers.
Yeah, because although the world has changed significantly, farmers are still going to plant a crop. They're still working in the shop right now, getting all the machinery ready. And farmers, that farm loans, commodity loans, storage loans, disaster programs, safety, the farm bill, conservation, acreage reports, all of that, it's business that goes on at FSA.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of those deals where we know, well, we hope Mother Nature isn't going to get any coronavirus and that she has a curveball to throw at us. She's thrown enough curveballs at us the last two seasons. So right now, we're pretty optimistically. We got a nice, I've heard on the radio, you know, when we're talking about the spring melt is awesome as far as, we probably not going to have a big flooding unless we get a lot of moisture coming in. And fields are bearing off. Producers are getting excited. You know, the calves are dropping and they're having a really nice calving season for the cattlemen. And so we got to keep this food chain moving forward, and FSA is part of that food chain. So we're trying to do what we can to get these farmers the money and the loans that they have coming to them.
The big it's called the CARES program, the coronavirus, a whole bunch of other words. Government loves acronyms. I know a lot of details have not trickled down to the state office, but what can you tell us about what's in that massive $2.2 trillion aid package for the U.S. that would affect the FSA?
Well, you haven't heard a lot of details, specifically that I probably, talk, what I can hear is mostly what you guys are talking on the radio or what I can say. And, you know, part of it is that agriculture is definitely considered essential, so that we are going to be supporting the farmer as far as, different programs, I'm sure, that are coming, and also making sure that we don't interrupt the service to that. So right now, haven't heard a whole lot about it. I'm sure that's going to be coming as we get a vote and we get some of this trickled through the appropriate channels.
Yeah, I know a lot of times the news media that's digging away in D.C. and then filters it out, they get information before you do there at the state office. So I understand.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's just a matter of getting it cleared to the right, making sure we have solid information when we visit and talk about those numbers.
But, right. Yeah.
We just want producers to know that, you know, we're doing our best just like they are, and we're trying to figure out ways to do business without meeting them face to face. So
yeah. So it, when and the first, I guess, opportunity for farmers to continue doing business with FSA is at the county office, and again, that's by telephone only, by phone phone appointment only.
Right, and we also have a farmers.gov website that, you know, you can enroll on that and access some of these forms from there. That's a big plus for us, and then the each county office has an email. I know that if you were participating in farm programs, you probably got an email or a text message saying what the county email address is. So employees are checking those county emails, and they're making sure that if there's a question out there, that the appropriate person, you know, gets that email to answer that. But we just have to do the best we can. Like you say, spring is coming upon us, so time's getting short, and we need to keep moving the ball forward. But as every day comes with some new relaxing and some new information that we can use, so that people, especially in the loan department, can actually do a lot of this work from their house.
Yeah. Tell us about the relaxing of the farm loan making process, the extending of the deadline.
Well, as far as the deadline is, which deadline are you talking about?
Well, just the deadline for applicants to complete all any farm loan applications.
Oh, well, we'll be keeping and taking them as much as we can. We're dealing with subordinations and guaranteed loans that lead banks are wanting us to underwrite. What our trouble right now is, you know, the PII or the personal identification information, you know, was restricted, and we just got that relaxed just as of yesterday, so that a lot of these loan officers can actually take a file home and work on it, so the loan process doesn't get slowed up just because they don't have access to that file. Now, that doesn't mean that there's still going to be some hurdles, whether it's printing out a paper or that we'll end up with, you know, the loan officer. And we can go back in the office as long as they're in a rotation basis. It's just a matter of we're trying to practice social distancing for the health of our employees, too. So producers maybe can use, you know, the email traffic and print some of the documents that they need at their place, you know, and communicate with the loan officer that way. So as far as getting these loan, I would say operating notes and getting the money, subordinations and guarantees are, you know, probably front and center for these loan officers right now.
Okay. On the bad news side, foreclosures, and in your work with either the Department of Justice or U.S. Attorney's Office, are you temporarily suspending any of that, or?
You know, we haven't really done a whole lot of action on that. Everything's kind of put on hold. What we are finding out is, you know, in this environment, it's very hard to cash flow some of these business plans. And with that becomes, you know, a hurdle that the producer has to, you know, maybe change direction, sell off some assets, and, you know, doing that in a non-contact or, you know, sitting down and coming up with a, you know, a plan like that gets it very clumsy. Also gives us a, you know, bad name as far as if there's some miscommunication and email and things like that. But we're trying our best, and I hope that producers understand that. We understand it's tough times to make things work. Cattle prices are low, commodity prices are in the tank. You know, it's not the best of times, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All righty, well, let's switch to some good news. We got the news yesterday from USDA Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue that 3.4 million acres have been selected for the general sign-up for CRP. Do you know how many of those will be in North Dakota?
Just was asking that question ahead of time, and on April 3rd, we'll get a county-to-county you know, breakdown on that. So that information hasn't been, I know that we had a pretty good successful sign up as far as the number of offers were accepted. I mean, we were, you know, we didn't get them all accepted, but most of the people that did put an offer in was willing to do that. This SAFE program was used well. That was like at a 90% enrollment. And then the other thing I want to plug on the CRP is that we're starting a new program on March 30th on Monday, and it's called SHIP. And it's basically a 3 to 5 year CRP program, and it's for low productive area land. And it's a case where it's only a 5-state area that's mostly in the prairie pothole region. So I would encourage producers, if you got some land that hasn't been very productive lately, that send an email into a county office saying you're interested in some details, and we'll get that out to you. It's we're training up our staff as we speak. I mean, just as of yesterday, we just had our first training meeting on it. So it's a CRP program, but it's only 3 to 5 years. So it takes and chops off some of the uncertainty when you want to enroll something for 10 years. But this is a program where you can take a spot that it probably isn't producing very well, and you can enroll it in a pilot program. And it's just for the 5-state area. So
okay, yeah. And sign-up begins Monday, ends August 21st, I see. But
yep, exactly.
The acronym SHIP, I think the last two, or three letters actually, pretty important. Income Protection Program, the Soil Health and Income Protection Program. I think a lot of people, a lot of farmers are interested in that Income Protection Program right now, part of it.
Absolutely. And we're getting a lot of good, the conservation groups are, trying to add on to that, so, I mean, work with them. And I mean, there's options to get into the PLOTS program or into, a Pheasants Forever or Ducks Unlimited program too. So, but the good part, I think what's going to be attractive is that it's a 3 to 5 year program. Probably the bad part is that it is a reduced rental rate on that one. So, it depends on your situation where those numbers will fall in. So the best thing on that is just to specifically ask, in your case, where the land is, and also what kind of borrower or participant you are, I guess, as far as age. And when it comes to young farmers, they have a better break than established farmers.
Yeah. The other new program, Brad, the CLEAR 30 program, the Clean Lakes, Estuaries, and Rivers 30 program, will that be in North Dakota at all?
Not that I know of. It seems like it's a case of where those acres had to be enrolled into a wetland or into a water project before, and I'm not sure if we have a lot of those projects that are in existence.
Right. Sounds like it's a little out of our region. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brad Thickison, North Dakota Farm Service Agency Executive Director. Thank you so very much for the visit. Thanks for the time. I want you to stay safe, stay healthy, Brad.
And same to you, Mick. And I guess we all got to remember we're in this together. So we all got to have a little bit of patience as we move forward, but good luck to everybody in spring's work. And, hopefully this will settle down.
It will indeed. This too shall pass.
Somebody
said that once. I don't know who, but.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Have a safe weekend.
All right. You too, Mick. Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Bye now.